listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 363.
Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth.
Hey there, you epic human, and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Angela Henderson Consulting. Now, today I want to talk about the good old question, virtual assistants, right? Do I hire Ange locally, right? And all these doing myths and beliefs that you have about local VAs versus, or Ange, do I hire overseas? Insert all these myths and beliefs that people have. And so today, I want to bring on Michelle from Outsourcing Crew, who I specifically use for not one, but two of my international VAs over in the Philippines. And I am going to share very candidly what's worked with working with Michelle and her crew over in the Philippines, some of the things that hasn't worked, and why I've chosen to use two VAs from the Philippines. I also have VAs over in Australia, but why I'm choosing to use two of them, because in over 10 years, I will save myself and my business $182,000 plus that I will be able to allocate in other parts of my business strategy in order to grow my business. This is just some of the goodness that I'm going to be sharing with you today, and to start getting you thinking about, do you hire local or do you hire overseas? Right, there are pros and cons to each of these, and I dive deep onto the podcast today with Michelle from Outsourcing Crew. So if you're wanting to look at how you can gain back your time, if you're wanting to understand the pros and cons, and if you're wanting to make that first hire, I strongly suggest that you get your pens and paper ready, because I dive deep on this episode with Michelle about VAs and how I'm going to save $182,000 in 10 years. So let's not wait any longer and let's jump in. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thanks, Ange. Happy to be here.
I'm super excited to be here, because today on the podcast, it's slightly a different angle that I'm going to be taking. And that angle is that I want to share with you my personal experience with using two VAs from the Philippines, which are specifically from Michelle's company, Outsourcing Crew. And there is so much to talk about on this interview about, should you hire local or not local? Do you mean there are big things out in the media at the moment, like the pros and the cons? There's also like this fear mongering, do you mean, that also comes into play. So I wanted to clear the air around this particular topic. And that's why I brought Michelle on the podcast, that you can hear it straight from me as one of our clients, but also her as an agency owner, so that you can make better informed decisions on whether or not you personally want to hire local locally for a VA, or whether or not overseas with a company like Outsourcing Crew would be a better option for you. So let's just start by acknowledging the great debate, local or overseas. And I'm going to say this, it really depends. It depends on your needs. It depends on your budget. And there's so many other factors that need to go into consideration when you're deciding to hire local or overseas. In my particular situation, I have an Australian VA team who produces the podcast every week for me, two times a week, but I also have my online business manager here from Australia, and I pay them more, but the types of things they're doing for my business are more of an advanced skill set. However, the two VAs that I have from Outsourcing Crew, they are just as good as my Australian VAs based on their skill set and what I need them to do for my business, such as managing my inbox, client onboarding, sending up my newsletters, distributing my podcast episodes, you know, scheduling my social media. I also just want to note, because I really hate when podcasts have podcasts like this and don't give other context. So I'm giving a little bit more context. And I should also note that my Australian online business manager works between 15 to 20 hours per week. And my one VA in the Philippines works 24 hours and the other VA in the Philippines works 6 hours. And then my podcast VA here in Australia, it's like per episode is what it's done. So let's jump straight in to you, Michelle. And now that the people have some context about my particular business and what that looks like, what are some of the misconceptions or myths about hiring virtual assistants from the Philippines? Can you share a little bit about what you've seen in your years of doing this?
Thanks, Ange. So I think there's top three things that there's a misconception about hiring virtual assistants or remote staff from the Philippines. Number one is language barrier. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure but if everyone knows, but if you look at the statistics, 80%, more than 80% of Filipinos can speak good English, mm-hmm. very fluent in English. If you look around, Filipinos actually teach English language online to other mm-hmm. Asian countries. Mm-hmm. Skill set, again, very educated. I think more than 80% as well goes to uni, finish uni. Next, the third one is time zone. Mm-hmm. Well, Australia versus the Philippines, there's only 2 to 3 hours difference. Mm-hmm. But if you're in Perth, actually the time the same time zone. So mm-hmm. that's actually great, isn't it?
100%.
The last one is the ethical implications, or mm-hmm. some people think that it's unethical to outsource in a developing country. Mm-hmm. If you do it right, you shouldn't be feeling guilty about hiring from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of your big things that I remember, because I know you're going through a rebrand at the moment, but one of your things was how to outsource to the Philippines ethically, you know? And there are douchebags. I mean, there's douchebags in every cohort, but there are douchebags that will only pay like $2, $3. You know, to me, that's not okay, you know? I also think people don't take into consideration that, yes, it's a developing country, but their cost of living is very different to, say, America, Canada, UK, Australia. It's very different what you can buy over there for little money compared to what you have to pay over here to get the same exact product, right? So these are things you've got to take into consideration, but also just don't be a douchebag when you're hiring. If you feel good about the hire, you're not going to feel bad, right? And that's where you know your ethics are in check. Now, in your experience, I know you work with service-based business owners, but you also work with e-com businesses to, you know, find these companies the right VA match. What are, you know, what are the benefits companies can see when they choose to hire a VA from the, you know, from the Philippines?
I think the first one will be the cost. So, and I think, Ange, you have the calculation later that you'll share, but the cost alone, if you have onshore, of course, you'll have to pay, I don't know, like $40, $50 an hour, plus super, plus everything else. So you're saving around 60 to 70% on cost alone. Mm. Second one is, especially if you're growing or scaling your business, you can scale up or down using a VA from the Philippines. For example, if you're launching a course or a program in 2 months' time, and you just need someone to help you within that period, then you can hire someone and terminate or scale down after.
Mm-hmm.
For e-com business,
sorry, go ahead.
Remember about like Thanksgiving, Black Friday, like Cyber Monday, Black Friday sale, all those things. You need, let's say, extra hand on customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You can hire a VA from the Philippines for that.
Yep. And like you said, it's that cost is a really big thing, especially if you're in startup growth or scale stage. There's all these other costs that start to come in play, your systems, your tech. Yes. And they all, when you start to add them up at the end of the month, can really start to put a little bit of strain or pressure on a business owner, but also just with cash flow. So by looking at, you know, some of those benefits that companies can see is they can reduce that pressure, help with cash flow, while at the same time getting hands on deck to be able to grow their business versus if they stayed local, for example, they may be able to get hands on deck, but they might only be able to get 2 or 3 hours a week versus, say, 15 hours a week. So these are the things that as a listener out there, if you're thinking about starting to hire local or overseas, you must start considering these things that Michelle and I are talking about. You know, I know before I found Michelle's company, I was using other VAs from the Philippines, but to be honest, it was a bit of a hot mess. Shit wasn't getting done. There was no systems. And because Michelle was actually first a client of mine, and in fact, she's still a client inside of my higher level mastermind, I saw how she was doing things differently with her team, her systems, et cetera. So Michelle, can you share a little bit about your journey on setting up your agency and how it's different to others? And I guess what I'm really kind of looking at here is, you know, how do you go about recruiting and selecting your virtual assistants for your company? And also, can you discuss the training and onboarding process you have for the virtual assistants before they even get matched with a client?
Yeah, this is, I think, one of our biggest differentiator versus everyone else, I think, is we receive upwards 300 applications every month.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use any apps to assess the applications. We personally and manually review all the applications because I really believe that we want to get the very best. And it's not just about their skills, it's the personality, character, and how are they going to go every day without the client holding their hand overseas, thousands of miles apart. Someone who would not have to wait for you to tell them what to do every single day. Mm. So that's how we process the recruitment. Then I am personally involved in the interviews. Mm-hmm. I interview probably, 12, 15 people a week.
Mm-hmm.
And before I interview them, there's another level of interviews with my recruitment manager, our GM. And I'm sure everyone knows there's cultural differences. So because I'm from the Philippines, I know what to ask questions. I know questions to ask. I know situational, cultural differences that I have to explain to my team or the person we're hiring. The second one is once they get through the recruitment phase, we then onboard them, and the onboarding includes 4 to 5 weeks of training. And the training is like they go into a course. We set up a course in TribeLearn, and they go through the course online. It's all about the skills, the tech that we use, the tech that our clients use, Canva, Shopify, WordPress, Kajabi, podcast editing. Mm. Those are the courses they go through. It's like really intensive, and it's worth more than 30 hours if you watch all the videos, do all the training. But on top of that, we also have tests and assessments. So every week during those 4 to 5 weeks of training, we then test their capabilities and skills. It's literally like they're working as a VA for a client. So we'll ask them to create contents, we'll ask them to write captions, we'll ask them to edit podcasts, we'll ask them to edit videos. And during that time, we'll then identify their strengths. And unfortunately, we have to let go of some people because some of them won't pass the assessments.
Mm.
In addition to that, there's a few tests that I personally created a few years ago to identify if their proactiveness or they have initiative. And that's very big with our clients, isn't it? You want someone that has an initiative.
Mm.
So we have those tests, and from say 10 candidates or 10 trainees, we're down to like say 3 to 5 a month because of our rigorous training and recruitment process.
But that's why, that was one of the main things why that I wanted to be able to go with your company, was that the other companies that I've seen other clients use and or I've personally worked with, is that it's just a numbers game. They're just wanting bums on seats. There's no recruitment processes. There's no training processes. There's no onboarding processes. And everything, like I said, was just pretty much an overall hot mess. And so you screening them, right? And it's not easy. You don't want to have to say, you don't fit here anymore, but you really are recruiting the best of the best. And I know that's another tactic that you've specifically and strategically done for your business growth, is you didn't want to grow too quickly. You wanted to be able to grow by hiring the right people, having great retention rate with your staff, and therefore making sure that your clients are happy. And so, and then once you stabilize that, you've been able to start, growing pretty significantly. But you've had these systems in place, you've had the onboarding in place, and that's why it works so well. Now, what I also love is that obviously they've gone through this process of, testing and onboarding, but then you've also got a secondary process, which is a strict matching process that you do between your team members and the clients that are going to choose. Yeah. Can you share a little bit about how do you match your virtual assistants with clients to ensure that they are a good fit in terms of skills, personality, communication style, et cetera?
Attention, women in business. Get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
Thanks, Ange. This is, I think, one of the, we've perfected this. I think I'm very proud of this process because, again, this is personalized. And I think you really explain it better than I will do about just the numbers game. For us, it's not. When we onboard a client, initially we'll talk to them. I personally talk to our clients in the clarity call. So have a clarity call session to get to know their business, what stage are they in their business, what do they need. And I will be very, very honest if a VA will be the right fit for them, or they need someone else, or they need someone onshore, or they need a strategist for their marketing. So after that call, we'll send them a questionnaire, and that questionnaire just asks questions about their business and what they need. The second stage is quite different because I don't assign a VA to the client, or I don't assign a client to the VA automatically. Mm-hmm. So we go through a personalized process by sharing that questionnaire that the client completed to the VAs that I know personally will be the right fit. Mm-hmm. But the VA then needs to stalk the client a bit. They have to check the profile. They need to check what the client needs, their website, their social media accounts. And the VA needs to decide if they want to work for that client or not. Then they have to let us know and say, yeah, Michelle, I want to work for Ange or something like that. And then they have to identify from the list that you sent me that you need help with what they can do and they cannot do.
Which I think is so important, because that's another misconception, I think, is that I can hire a VA and they'll just be able to do everything. Yes, it's like saying that you're going to go to your local doctor who pretty much treats common colds, earaches, stinging coughs, and that same doctor has a skill set to be a heart surgeon. It's not practical. Do you know what I mean? No. But these are the misconceptions that I know we both have seen over time.
Exactly. Like looking for a unicorn. Unicorn is a fantasy, isn't it? I think one of the things that we really do best is that we are very clear and we're very honest to our clients or potential clients that there are no unicorns. So when we identify, so if a VA says, I want to work with Ange, but of the 10 things that Ange needs help, I can only do 6, but I'm willing to learn 4. Or when I email the client and say, Patricia, Kathleen can do 6 out of 10, the other 4, we have another VA, but she's a bit more expensive, more experienced, can do the 4. You can then hire that VA through us on a ad hoc basis, because you don't need someone to build your, I don't know, update your Kajabi or Tribe Learn every single month, isn't it?
Right.
But for the rest of the work, this is your VA.
And that's what I also love. So like I said, one of my VAs, Elle, she does 24 hours a week for me. And then Christina does 6 hours a week for me. And I like that they had ownership of the process. They weren't getting dictated to, you must do this, you must take this client. It was really much a mutual, the relationship was built on mutual understanding, right? Oh, yep, I can help her. Oh, yep. And then obviously that next part is we obviously hopped on a call, an interview with them. So once they've decided that, yep, I can help, these are what I can do and not do, we then hopped on a call. And that's what I love, because it was just, it took a little bit longer, but it's, again, those girls are still with me because we made it, like there's a thorough process that we went through to try to make sure that that match was the best match possible.
It's basically just like hiring someone from your own town or locally, isn't it?
100%.
You've got to meet them. You got to feel that you want to work with them. Same for our VAs. I want to make sure that they want to work with you. Mm. And to be perfectly honest, some VAs will say, I don't think I can help Ange or something like that to the client and say, I don't think I'll be ready for that, Michelle. Mm. And that's like, I love that because they are very honest that I don't think I can help her, which saves us a lot of headache and heartache in the future, isn't it?
For everyone, though, for them, for the client, for you and the company, you know, it definitely does. And, you know, just like I said, I really appreciate that you've got this thorough recruitment process, onboarding process, and then matching process, which is very different compared to the other agencies that I've seen and the one that I work with. And I, again, won't name names because that's not fair. Now, I'm also all about sharing success stories. In this case, obviously, we're using my personal story with obviously working with Michelle's company. You know, it has been an absolute dream. One of the things that I've obviously seen is that I've gained back 30 hours of my time. I've also been able to increase my revenue because then I can go work on 10x moves that I haven't been able to do. I'm also working more on my business versus in my business. But the other factor that I took into consideration was that I'm also going to save over $182,000 in 10 years. You might be thinking, well, Ange, like, what do you mean? Let me explain. I actually had an Australian VA working for me for 10 hours a week. So it was $50 an hour times 10 hours a week was $500. And it was my accountant when we were looking at our numbers going like, can you cut costs anywhere? We want to increase your profit, da, 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 da. And he's like, are all your team doing what they're supposed to be doing? And I was like, And that hire that I hired, she's an amazing human, actually. And I would recommend her to anyone that needs a local VA. Great lady, right? But when I went and truly assessed the task that she was doing, I was like, you know what? Actually, someone in the Philippines could actually do these same tasks. And he's like, that's what I'm talking about, Ange. And when we put numbers on paper, the fact was that if I continued to use the Australian VA over 10 years, that would equal to $260,000. Versus when I looked at hiring someone from Michelle's team at $15 an hour, right, over 10 hours a week, over 52 weeks in a year, that, and then over 10 years was $78,000, which ultimately saves me $182,000 over 10 years for the exact same skills, right? And so that was another reason why I was like, this is like a no-brainer for me. The other thing that I also will say, because I'm also very big about transparency, is that there was one incident that I did have with one of the VAs where there's just a breakdown of communication and something hadn't gotten done. And I was like, why didn't this get done? And so I went to Michelle and like I put a request in because there was like a ticket request and we put that in. Someone from the team came back and then she spoke to me about it. She then went and spoke to the VA. And what we figured out was one of the systems on my end was broken or something. It was basically a communication problem. But because Michelle has a ticketing system in place, then as in like you can put a complaint in or reach out to one of the team leaders, it was able to get rectified almost immediately. So again, I showcase this because though I say it's been a dream to work with her, there is still reality of is that they're still a team member, regardless if they're from the Philippines or regardless if they're from Australia or America. Do you mean you're going to still have things? Yes. And 90% of, you know, breakdowns of anything, relationships, marriages, et cetera, comes down to communication. And that's what happened. So we've had a more robust communication set in play. I meet with my Australian VAs for an hour and a half on Mondays. And then we bring one of the Filipino VAs who does 24 hours a week for me on the meeting following that. And from that, our communication has increased significantly. So these are the things that, again, you got to keep in mind. And this leads me to my next kind of segment, which is from specifically my perspective as a business consultant who has worked with thousands of women around the world, there are things that I want you to consider before you just go and hire a VA. First of all, I want you to, you know, track your time. You can use a tool like Toggle, and therefore you can identify everything that you're doing in a two-week space and truly start to identify what do you need to outsource. So often people don't even have a clue what to outsource. Put a request in to hire someone, and then I'm firing them saying, see, I told you the VA didn't work for my business, when it actually had nothing to do with them. It's the fact that the organization or company didn't understand what they actually needed the VA to do, so they couldn't lead the VA accordingly. The other thing I want you to consider is, have you considered outsourcing your home tasks first? As often these are a lot easier to outsource because, say, for example, you don't have your standard operating procedures in place. Side note, you don't have to have them in place. A VA can help you. But you pretty much, you hire a cleaner. The cleaner comes in and is like, where's the toilet bowl? Where's the vacuum? And they just go and get it done. They don't need someone to have meetings with them or check in on them. They just go and get it done. So sometimes hiring home first before you hire outside can be beneficial. I also want you to think about, do you have time to meet with your VA weekly? And also, do you have time to train them accordingly? Because most VAs fail because of us and the lack of time and training that we're prepared to give them. They are not unicorns. They cannot read our brain. They still have to extract things from our brain or utilize the SOPs that are in place. And a lot of times SOP, standard operating procedures, can be in place, but haven't been used, say, for a year. So it's then when the VA goes through the process, they're like, this doesn't make sense. And we've got to clean it up, you know? And the last thing that I would say, if you're considering looking at hiring, you know, a VA from, say, outsourcing crew over in the Philippines, is, are you making money? And, you know, do you have your offers figured out? Do you have your funnels figured out? Are you making sales consistently? And again, I say this because often people think, well, if I hire a VA, it will solve all of my money problems and help me make more sales. This is not 99.99% of the case, my friend. If your offers suck, if your funnels suck, if your systems suck, and you don't actually know what the fuck you're doing, a VA is not going to save you. All right. These are just some things from a business consultant's perspective that I want you to consider. Michelle, what other things would you consider from an agency perspective before someone were to hire a VA from the Philippines?
To add to that brilliant list, I think get your calendar ready. Just have a look ahead schedule and say, okay, if I'm hiring someone, say, I don't know, in 2 weeks' time or in a month's time, block off that calendar shit one hour a week for the next 4 weeks to meet your VA, like what you said, Ange, but practically block it off. Mm-hmm. So you have that in place, isn't it? You don't have to faff around and say, oh, when am I going to meet my VA? Block it off, because you need time to train and meet your new team member. Let's call her or him a team member, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A VA, part of your team. So you got to meet them to be able to build that relationship. Build that trust to work with each other. Break down that barrier, because of course, most of the business owners that we work with, is their first time to hire someone as well.
Yes.
So they're not sure on how to manage someone or how to go about it. That's why we help them. So if you're not sure about it, hire through an agency like us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they can help identify those things. And exactly. Another thing that I want to say is that, like, you, as an organization, and even in or as a company, if you're like, yeah, but it's only just me, start thinking you're a company and organization, because that's how you play bigger, my friend. But is you also just have to remember two things. They are an extension of your company. So treat them with kindness, treat them with generosity, just like you would do anyone local. And the other thing that I'd say is there's also be mindful, just like we have certain holidays in certain Western cultures, do you know what I mean? They too have other cultural differences that, you know, I play into consideration. Like Christmas is a really big one for their families over there, right? So double checking, hey, crew, when do you need to take time off? You know, encouraging them to take time off, you know, and be with their families. Also, you know, for me, if I'm doing birthday bonuses for my Australian crew, you can be damn sure I'm doing bonuses for my Filipino crew, because they're just the extension of the team. Just because they're in a different location doesn't mean that they don't get treated the same. So they get birthday things. We just launched our 3-day women in business conference, which went really well. So my Australian VA got a bonus. The Elle got a bonus. And then when we reached out to Christina, she had said that I just said, oh, how are you? And she said, oh, actually, my son's been in hospital. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, is everything okay? And she's like, oh, he was in hospital for, I think it was 3 or 4 days. Yeah. And I just said, send me your bill. And I paid $700 off her medical bill for her family. Okay. Now, I didn't have to do that. But again, I would have done it for an Aussie VA. And that when people do the right thing and show up and do the right thing, if I'm in a position to do something, I will help them. In this situation, I am. I'm not saying that if you're starting off, you would go and pay that bill. No, but maybe you would give them an extra $10 for milk or something. Like, you know, this also comes back to you, like your values and your morals and your ethics from a company and business perspective. And if you haven't looked at what your values are, I'd encourage you to do it, because like attracts like. And so, you know, these are the things that I'd also just say that you want to consider is what is their cultural things that are really important to them, and making sure that you're taking care of them just like you would, just like you would want to be treated. But also just like if you're treating the Aussie team, do you know what I mean? You never want to treat them differently. That's what I would say about that.
That's basically it. And so we've worked with more than, I don't know, 200 clients in the last 5 years. And the most successful business VA relationships are what you've just described. It's treating your VA wherever she's located as if she's part of your team. And she is part of your team. Mm-hmm. And the more you do that, the more they also like invest in your business, because I don't know how to say it more, but she's part of your team. So that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%. So I hope for the listener out there, this has given you a different view. Do you mean like with this conversation that Michelle and I have had about the view from me as a business owner who has two amazing VAs from the Philippines, but also from an agency owner from the Philippines. And so if you are wanting to start looking at that first hire, again, making sure that you've got those systems, funnels, et cetera, in place. And if you need help with that, that's where I come into play as the business consultant. So you can always reach out at angelahenderson.com.au. But if you've got those things in place and are ready to scale and grow your business and start to get your time back and make more money, then that's when you need to speak with Michelle and her team over at Outsourcing Crew. So Michelle, can you let the listeners know where they can find you?
We're on Instagram, Outsourcing Crew, and head to our website, which is www.outsourcingcrew.com. You can always drop us a message on Instagram or email me at michelle@outsourcingcrew.com, and we'll reply to you within a few hours.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on the podcast today. This, I think, has just been really helpful, or will be really helpful, for those listeners looking at hiring a VA, especially someone from overseas, and looking at those pros and cons. I've got one final question, though, that I like to always ask my guests at the end. Michelle, is looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
I wish I knew how, like, I hired a business coach earlier, not kissing your ass, Angela. having someone kick my ass a few times a week or a few times a month really helped me in the last 12 months. And having the system set up, foundation of your business, is really important, because I think the first few years I was like just side hustling it, and I was scared to go full in. But once I decided to do it full time, I think 14, 16 months ago, it went really well. So
No, I love it, my friend. And for you, you amazing human, no matter where you are in the world, I look forward to you joining us for another podcast episode next week. And I did just think of something as I was just closing there, is no matter where you are in the world, Michelle has a team that can help you. So if you're listening from America, you can reach out. If you're in Australia, reach out. If you're in the UK, reach out. So I should say that she's not geographic specific. Mm-hmm. I was just using me because I'm in Australia. So I just want to clarify that. But for now, have a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. We'll make sure to include all of Michelle's links in the show notes over at angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, if you need a VA run, don't walk to outsourcingcrew.com, and Michelle and her team will be happy to connect. Have a great day, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.